And now from the corpse pose, stretch the arms out over the head, reaching up, stretching the arms and stretching the legs so that the soles of the feet are pointing toward one wall and the fingertips towards the opposite wall. Stretching and moving in whatever way feels good to you. And then releasing the stretch and bringing the arms down alongside the body. Everything completely let go. Now bending the knees and having the feet flat on the floor. The knees are pointing toward the ceiling. And we're going to begin to do some pelvic rocking. Begin by pressing your back, the area around the waist, into the floor. And you'll notice as you do that, that the lower part of the pelvis comes slightly off the floor. And then release the area of the back around your waist so that there is a space between your back and the floor. And you'll notice as you do that, that the lower part of the pelvis rolls down. Now repeating that motion, exhaling as you press the back of the waist into the floor, allowing your pelvis to roll up. Inhaling as you release the back, allowing the pelvis to roll down. And continuing that motion so that you're exhaling as you push the waist into the floor, and inhaling as you release the back in the area of the waist and the pelvis rolls down. Exhaling as you press the back into the floor, pelvis lifting up. Inhaling as you release the back and the pelvis rolls down. And continuing the motion at your own speed. Exhaling, pressing your back into the floor. Inhaling, releasing the back. And as you continue the motion at your own speed, check to be sure that the shoulders and arms are relaxed, that you're only working the area of the body around the abdomen and the back. Now experiment with the pace of the motion, perhaps rocking more rapidly, pressing the area of the back around the waist into the floor, the pelvis comes up, then releasing the area of the back around the waist, the pelvis comes down. And just continuing the motion, varying the pace, so that you feel the differences as the pace changes. And now bringing the body to stillness, bringing the knees to the chest, and wrapping the arms around the knees, interlacing the fingers, and rolling from side to side, letting your back move in whatever way feels good to you right now. Letting your back tell you what feels good and following the back's instructions. Perhaps then releasing the knees slightly and circling the back and the pelvis. And then bringing the body to stillness, still having the knees to the chest, bring the head up toward or to the knees. Notice how that feels. Noticing the sensations in the neck. Noticing how fast the head gets heavy. And then bringing the head down and releasing the knees so that again the feet are on the floor with the knees pointed toward the ceiling. And then bringing the left knee to the chest, extending the right leg, and wrapping the fingers around the left knee, move the knee back and forth, side to side, feeling the sensations in the hip joint and the pelvis as you move the knee and the left upper leg. And then again, placing the left foot on the floor, knee pointing toward the ceiling, and bring the right knee to the chest. And then extend the left leg so that the left leg is out straight, the right knee in against the chest with the fingers interlaced and around the right knee. And move the right knee back and forth and side to side, being aware of sensations in the hip, being aware of the mobility of your particular hip joint and your leg. Being sure the breath is flowing freely, moving into and out of the body. And then bringing the leg to stillness and placing the right foot on the floor. And now moving in whatever way works for you into a kneeling position. First forming the intention in your mind to move from the position you're in now. And then moving to a position of being on all fours so that you're not just resting on the knees, but also the hands are on the floor. So that now you're on the floor on all fours. And as you move from where you are into that position, noticing the different muscles and the different actions of the body. Now, when you're on all fours, check to be sure that the arms and legs are straight, as if you're a table and the back is the surface of the table, and your arms and legs are the legs of the table. So be sure you have a strong, sturdy table. And if it's uncomfortable for you to bear your weight on your palms, feel free to make fist and to rest the top of the fist on the floor to support your weight. And we're now going to move into the cat and the cow positions. We begin by arching the back up, curling the back up, as if it were an alarmed cat hissing, and at the same time dropping the head so that the chin comes toward the chest. And then we inhale and release the back as if it were the sagging back of a cow, and raise the head, being sure to only move your back to the extent that is correct for you. So once again, curling the back up as if you were a cat, very alarmed, dropping the head, and doing this on the exhale. And then as you inhale, releasing the back and raising the head, being sure the arms and legs stay still and steady. And then again, exhaling, curling the back up, head dropping. Inhaling, releasing the back, raising the head. And again, exhaling, curling the back up. Inhaling, releasing, raising the head. Exhaling, curling the back up. Notice how the abdominal muscles work as you do this. Inhaling, releasing the back, raising the head. And once more, exhaling, curling the back up. Abdominal muscles pulling up, inhaling, releasing the back, raising the head. And now once again, curling the back up on the exhale. And as you inhale, bring the back to a flat position. And extend the right leg so that you're balancing on the hands and on the left knee. And when you find your point of balance, extend the left arm, feeling the body balancing in this position. And then bringing down the hand and the knee, and again exhaling as you curl the back up, inhaling as you bring the back to a flat position, and now extending the left leg and the right arm, balancing on the left hand and the right knee. And now bringing the knee and the hand down, exhaling, curling the back up, inhaling, bringing the back to a flat position. Again, extending the right leg and the left arm. And exhaling, bringing the hand and the knee down, curling the back up, inhaling, bringing the back to a flat position, extending the left leg and the right arm. Noticing all the sensations of balancing in this way, how the body adjusts. Now exhaling, bringing the hand and the knee down. And once more, curling the back up. Inhaling, you can release the back and extend the right leg and the left arm. And inhaling as you bring down the hand and the knee, the back in a flat position. And now bring the buttocks back toward or onto the heels, and then bring the head toward the floor. If possible, bringing the forehead all the way to the floor so that you're resting in what's called the child's pose. And you may want to bring the arms alongside the body, the palms turned up, letting yourself settle into this position. And now mindfully moving from the child's pose onto your back, first be aware of forming the intention in your mind to move from this position onto the back. And take your time noticing all the sensations in the body, some movement of the various muscles as you move from this position onto your back. Lying on the back with the knees bent, the feet on the floor, the knees pointing toward the ceiling, and taking your time as you move from the child's pose to this position on your back. And now on the back, the feet are on the floor about a hip's width apart, the knees are pointing to the ceiling. The arms are alongside the body, everything let go. And now we're going to move into the bridge pose. Bring the abdomen up toward the ceiling, as if there were a string from the middle part of your abdomen, a marionette string. Just allow yourself to be pulled up toward the ceiling. And as you do this, you'll notice that the weight of the body comes to rest on the upper part of the shoulders, the back of the neck, and the back of the head. And letting the abdomen come up as far as is possible for you. And as you rest in this position, be aware of the breath coming into and out of the body. As you look out over your trunk, you can even see the abdomen rising with the in-breath and falling with the out-breath. Always remembering to honor your limits. When it's time for you to come out of the pose, do so. Don't necessarily be guided by the pace that I'm describing. And now slowly lowering back to the floor, being aware of each vertebra as it rolls down. And when the back reaches the floor, becoming aware of the sensation of release in the body just lying here. Become aware of any sensations, of any effects of having done the bridge pose or the child's pose before it. How does your body feel right now? And now placing the hands behind the head so that the elbows are out to the side, and drop the knees toward the floor on the right so that the spine is twisting. Try to have both shoulders on the floor as you settle into this twist with the knees toward or onto the floor on the right. Breath flowing freely, letting yourself soften into the twist. Allowing the breath to help the body release as the breath moves in and out. And now bringing the knees back to center so that again both feet are resting on the floor. And on the in-breath, dropping the knees toward or to the floor on the left. breathing, opening, softening into the twist. And now bringing the knees back to center, arms alongside the body, everything let go. Being aware of any sensations in the body, the arms, the legs, noticing the state of the body right now. And now extending the right leg, and on an inhale, bringing the right leg up towards the ceiling. It's not important how high the leg is. Instead, just notice the lifting, bringing the leg up to wherever your leg goes. And keeping the leg extended, circle the foot on the ankle, feeling the ankle and the foot working. And then circle it in the opposite direction. And then flex the foot forward and back, noticing what muscles work to enable you to flex the foot in this way. And now reaching up and grasping the leg, perhaps behind the thigh or behind the knee or the calf, wherever you reach, and bringing the head up towards the knee, noticing what muscles are working. What sensations are resulting from your bringing your head up in this way? Are you tightening muscles that don't need to be tightened to accomplish this? And then lowering the hands and the head, the arms are alongside of the body. Being aware of the back resting on the floor as you slowly lower the leg, not anticipating reaching the floor, but really allowing yourself to experience lowering. And when the foot does touch the floor, being aware of the sensation of release as it washes over you. And now extending the left leg and having the right foot flat on the floor with the right knee up toward the ceiling. And on an inhale, raise the left leg. And once the leg is up, make sure the breath is flowing freely. And now circling the left foot on the ankle, first in one direction and then the other. And then flexing and pointing the foot. What muscles are working? What sensations do you notice? And bringing the foot to stillness, reaching up with the hands behind the leg, grasping wherever your hands reach, behind the thigh, the knee, the calf. What's happening in the back right now? And bringing your head up towards the knee. What muscles are working to enable you to do this? Or if it's not possible for you to do this, just imagining what muscles you would use to bring the head towards the knee. And then lowering the hands and lowering the head. Arms are alongside the body. Palms turned down, the back resting into the floor, and beginning to experience lowering as you move the left leg towards the floor. And when the leg reaches the floor, experiencing the release. And then extending the right leg and rolling over onto your right side. Support your head with the right hand, or if this is uncomfortable, you may rest your head on the right forearm, which is lying flexed on the mat. The left hand is on the mat in front of you. And now raising the left leg, the knee is pointing straight ahead, and you have raised the left leg, inhaling as you do so. And when the leg is up, noticing a free flow of breath. You may want to move the foot around in any direction that feels right to you. And then slowly lowering the leg. And now moving onto your left side and supporting the head either with the left hand or lying on top of the left forearm flat on the mat, and having the right hand on the floor in front of you. And on an inhale, raising the right leg. Once the leg is up, making sure the breath is flowing freely and moving your foot around. Noticing how it feels to just be hanging out here with the right leg raised. And then slowly lowering the leg. And now moving mindfully with awareness onto the abdomen so that you're lying on the abdomen in the corpse pose. The feet are apart, the arms are at the side with the palms turned up if that's comfortable for you. The head is turned on one side or the other so that you're resting on the cheek. Everything completely let go. And move your attention through the body, noticing sensations, allowing yourself to soften if you come to any places of tension. Moving your awareness to the legs, to the torso, to the arms, the neck, and the head. Everything completely let go. Breath flowing freely, moving into, throughout, and out of the body. And now placing the chin on the floor, the arms are alongside the body, and keeping both hips on the floor, raise the right leg. As much as is possible for you, remembering not to strain, but to move to the edge of and to experience your limit. The right leg is now up behind you, both hips on the floor and chin on the floor. Then slowly lowering the leg, and when the leg reaches the floor, being fully aware of the sensation of release. The muscles of the back completely released and the breath flowing freely. And now on the inhale, raising the left leg, remembering to keep both hips on the floor. You may want to move the foot. And if you feel muscle strain or trembling, allowing yourself to soften with it, to be with it, just hanging out here with the left leg raised, breathing, and lowering the leg. And when the leg has reached the floor, turning the head to the side so that the cheek is resting on the floor. Again in the corpse pose, everything completely let go, noticing sensations, noticing the effects of just having done this pose. And now moving into the cobra, move the feet so that they're together and place the chin on the floor. Placing the hands on the floor just to the side of the shoulders, with elbows on the floor, and lifting the head and shoulders up, trying to keep the head, neck, and shoulders in a straight, neutral line. And begin lifting the torso, and when you've reached your limit, put some gentle pressure on the hands and the forearms, allowing yourself to lift the torso a little bit further. Breathing, aware of just being here, muscles of the back holding you up, legs relaxed, and perhaps turning and looking back over the left shoulder, and then bringing the head to center, and then turning and looking over the right shoulder, and bringing the head back to center, and slowly lowering the torso. And when the body reaches the floor, turning the head to one side or the other, letting it rest on the cheek, moving into the corpse pose, arms straight beside you, palms up to the ceiling, everything completely let go, breath flowing, freely moving into and out of the body, fully aware of sensations in the body, perhaps noticing sensations in the back from these last few poses. And now forming the intention to move onto your back. And now moving onto your back, aware of exactly how you're doing it, what muscles are engaged, so that the movement from abdomen to back is done with as much awareness as you brought to each of the previous poses. And lying here on your back, bring the knees to the chest and wrap the arms around the shins and roll gently from side to side, just moving in whatever way feels good to your back right now, letting your back tell you how it would like you to move. Then bringing the body to stillness and extending the legs so that you're once again lying in the corpse pose, the feet apart, the arms at the sides, palms turned up if that's comfortable for you, eyes closed if that feels comfortable. And now moving your attention through the body, beginning with the feet, and moving up through the ankles, the shins and calves, the knees, the thighs, the buttocks, the abdomen, the chest, the back, the shoulders. Then moving the attention down the arms to the fingers, the hands, the wrist, the forearms, the elbows, upper arms, across the shoulders to the neck and the back of the head, the face, and the top of the head. Everything completely let go. Aware of the effects of just having done this yoga routine, noticing sensations, aware of the breath as it moves into and throughout the body, bringing freshness and openness and spaciousness, and as it moves out of the body, taking with it congestion, tightness. Breath moving into, throughout, and out of the body. And as the tape ends, congratulate yourself for having taken the time to nourish yourself in this very special way, to become more aware of your body, strengthening and increasing the flexibility of both your body and your mind. Try to allow yourself the time each day to do this routine to nourish your body and your mind. This ends the yoga routine.